been listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland. And this is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you're tuned our way, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our service a blessing to you. We're opening our service with the selection, I Need Thee Every Hour.
I need Thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like Thine can be
Father, we truly thank you for the privilege we have of presenting this service today. We're thankful for each one in our congregation, and we're trusting that you'll use us and our broadcast to make it a blessing to each and to every heart. We know that you see each one. I know that you love each one. You are concerned for each one. So take this broadcast, use it for your glory, and for the good of our congregation, this we pray in Jesus' name, amen. We continue now with the selection, O Precious Bible.
O Precious Bible, burning words from heaven, we'll ever cherish thee in our hearts. Sweet is the counsel by thy pages given on life's dark ocean, our only chart. chart. Blessed Bible, blessed Bible, joyful tidings from our home. Thou art the rock of everlasting ages, hope of eternal bliss at heaven's throne. O precious volume, only in thy pages we read the duty of all our race. Only thy sunbeam shining through the ages reveal the wonders of saving grace. Blessed Bible, blessed Bible, joyful tidings from our home. Thou art the rock of everlasting ages, hope of eternal bliss at heaven's throne. This book of heaven shall endure forever, and from its wisdom will never turn. Weighed in its balance, all the creeds that's ever are only stubble ere long to burn. Blessed Bible, blessed Bible, joyful tidings from our home. Thou art the rock of everlasting ages, hope of eternal bliss at heaven's throne. Dear book of mercy, on thy sure foundation we build a dwelling place for the soul. Hearing and doing all thy revelation, it stands unshaken, the billows roll. Blessed Bible, blessed Bible, joyful tidings from our home. Thou art the rock of everlasting ages, hope of eternal bliss at heaven's throne.
Our subject for today's broadcast, who has the authority to modify the scriptures? And we'll use Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19 for our text. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Some time back, Newsweek magazine had an article, Morality and Protestant Ministers. And although he wasn't married himself, Jesus had some rather clear teachings on the subject. Adultery was sin, he declared, and that included even lustful looks on another woman. He was tough on divorce, too, saying that anyone who divorced and married another except for one cause commits adultery. But the authority of the scriptures isn't what it used to be, even for those who preach it from the pulpit. In recent years, the divorce rate for Protestant clergy has risen to match the general population, Now, the question is, are the Scriptures condemning adultery and fornication to be modified as well? And that's a quote from Kenneth L. Woodward, who I understand was the religious editor for Newsweek magazine. Where do we find that God has given anyone, preacher, pope, rabbi, anyone, the authority to modify the Scriptures? We find that God has instructed His ministers to preach the Word, but not to change it. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So we read in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, teaching them to observe, that is to obey, to do whatsoever I have commanded you. So we read in Matthew chapter 26, verses 19 and 20. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So Paul wrote to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And let me add to that passage of Scripture where it says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. God has never inspired a lie. It is impossible for God to lie, the Bible says, and the Holy Spirit is declared to be the Spirit of truth. And Jesus said in regard to the Holy Spirit, whenever He is come, He'll lead you and guide you into all truth. So holy men of old wrote the Scriptures as they were inspired by the Spirit of God. So all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, that is, mature, and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Paul instructed Timothy, I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the world, the quick and the dead, at His appearing and His kingdom, preach the word. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and the first part of verse 2. That goes for all of God's ministers, not just for Timothy. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom, preach the word. And Jesus, in resisting the temptation of the devil, in Matthew chapter 4, quoted from the book of Deuteronomy, man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And the Apostle James says, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. One of the evils of sectarian churches is their creeds that they have drawn up. When men make their creeds, they can change them. The Word of God is not a creed. The Word of God is the mind and will of God, and God inspired them by and through the work of the Holy Spirit. So the Word of God is not a creed. It is an instruction book given by God for the family of man to live by. It is written, man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. That's Matthew 7:21, part of the Sermon on the Mount. And the Word of God, given by God, is given to us to live by. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And we find the will of God, and God is in heaven, as Daniel told King Nebuchadnezzar, there is a God in heaven, and God has revealed his will to us through his word. Yes, man shall not live by bread only. No, not just part of it, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James chapter 1 and verses 21 and 22. Quoting again from the article that I referred to in Newsweek magazine, the authority of Scripture isn't what it used to be, even with those who preach it from the pulpit. Who said it wasn't what it used to be? Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Psalm 119 and 89. We cannot say that the word of God isn't what it used to be just because some preachers don't preach it like it is. The word of God is the word of God. And you know, the word of God is only the word of God as long as it is rightly interpreted. So the word of God is forever settled in heaven, and it will not change from generation to generation. Again, who gave man the authority to change the word of God? God gave no man the authority to change his word. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So we read in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 11. The problem is not with the scriptures, but with the preachers who do not preach those scriptures as they are. Most are not fully preaching the scriptures. If they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. So we read in Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 22. Men may disregard it, they may doubt it, they fail to preach it, but they cannot really change it. What if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. So we read in Romans chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. It's amazing how little regard some people who call themselves Christians have for the Word of God. I believe the Word of God to be God's mind, God's will, and what He would have us to live by. I believe that it is true from beginning to end. Well, there might be a few minor mistakes in the King James Version made by translators, But the Word of God is true. And again I say, it's the Word of God only as long as it is rightly interpreted. If it is not presented as it is, then it becomes doctrines of devils and commandments of men, and not the Word of God. How can a group of mere mortals mortify what Jesus Christ taught? He taught adultery was a sin, and so it is. And he taught many other things as well. The article says, that I referred to, various surveys suggest that as many as 30% of male Protestant ministers have had sexual relationships with women other than their wives. Notice that, what it says? Various surveys suggest that as many as 30% of male Protestant ministers have had sexual relationships with women other than their wives. Now let me ask you this question. Does that change the truth of the Word of God? Just because they have committed adultery, because they have committed sin, and they are not living the Christian life? No, they may be Protestant preachers, but they're not Christians if they're committing adultery. Certainly not. Adultery is sin, and sin separates you from God. So because you find a bunch of preachers that are unfaithful to their wives does not change the truth of the Word of God. Various denominations are accepting same-sex marriage, but does that change the Word of God? No. God said such was an abomination in His sight. That is what caused God to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, I know they want you to believe it was because they were not friendly towards those two men that came in, but that isn't why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Those two men, angels, went there to investigate what was going on, and they found out what was going on, and God rained fire and brimstone upon Sodom and Gomorrah because of their homosexual lifestyle. And God has no more approval for it today than He did whenever He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Protestant ministers are not only the ones trying to modify the Scriptures. In another Newsweek article, Mr. Woodward said, a growing movement in the Roman Catholic Church wants the Pope to proclaim a new controversial dogma. And that dogma they want him to proclaim was that Mary is a co-redeemer with Jesus Christ. And that would be an absolute falsehood and a misrepresentation of the Word of God. In the last 4 years, when this article was written, the Pope has received, and he's not talking about the present Pope, it was the Pope that was ruling then. The Pope has received 4,340,429 signatures from 157 countries supporting the proposed dogma that Mary is co-redeemer with Jesus Christ. Nearly 500 bishops and 42 cardinals are included in those who sign that petition or that request. There is not one verse of Scripture in all the Bible to support such a teaching. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, 1 Timothy 2:5. There is no other name given under heaven whereby we may be saved. There is no other name whereby we can be saved other than the name Jesus Christ. So we read in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Mary is not co-redeemer. Mary does not know what is going on this earth, and her body was not bodily taken to heaven. No one is to pray to her or to any other saint. What about the Church of God? Can we modify the Word of God? Of course not. No man has the authority to modify the Word of God. Preacher can compromise the gospel. They can change it. And they can do this and they can do that. But they cannot modify it. The Word is forever settled in heaven. Not even angels can change the Word of God. May the Lord help us to love it, to live it, and to preach it. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with this precious congregation today, and we trust that you'll make them a blessing to each one in our congregation, for we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. If our service is a blessing, why not let us know? Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly magazine there. Also, you can listen to a past broadcast if you missed any. And we invite you to be with us in our services. Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11. Sunday evening at 6. And Wednesday evening at 7. Our services are broadcast over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us on our next Way of Truth broadcast.
Guide me in the narrow way, precept and promise.